saw.
Without you,
I call
you up.
You said
you're doing fine.
It's all
about you.
It's all
about you.
I call
you up.
You said
you're doing fine.
It's all
without you.
It's all
without you.
I call
you up.
You say you're doing fine. It's all about you. It's all. I call you up, you say you're doing fine. It's all about you, and it's all about you.
Hey, this is Mellow Max, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and I am here now with Interzone. How's it going?
We're good, man. We're excited to be here.
Excellent. And I know I only gave one of you a vocal mic, but would you both like to introduce yourselves?
I'm Cade.
And I'm Matt.
Oh, that picked you up pretty well. Hey, Matt. Hey, Cade. And you are both here with guitars. Why don't you tell me a little bit about yourselves, about Interzone?
So I made Interzone 3 years ago as a solo project. I was a student at UMass Dartmouth, and I was just teaching myself how to play guitar. I was recording music on my phone, and I came up with the name Interzone because I love Joy Division, and I just kind of wanted to come up with like a small little name to be over. And then as time came on, we kind of formed into an actual band, and I never expected that. And I met Matt actually like 3 weeks ago, and he joined the band, and he's been killing it ever since. So, yeah.
I'm a pretty new addition.
It's a good addition.
I'll say as much as I can, but I'm super excited to be here and be playing with Cade and the rest of our band too. So.
Yeah.
Love. And who isn't here tonight?
So Justin Sine, our drummer, he's not here tonight. And Aiden Fleming, our bass player, he's at a show right now, so he couldn't make it. But shout out those guys. Love those guys.
Is your bass player potentially at Wednesday?
Yeah.
I asked like three different people, and I was like, oh, can you come play? And they're like, oh, sorry, I'm going to be at Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right.
And it's kind of ironic.
And it's on a Wednesday.
I was trying to figure out who he was seeing, and the opener is called The Band, and then the main act is Wednesday, so it said The Band Wednesday, and it is Wednesday, sick. So I was like, dude, who are you seeing? He's like, The Band and Wednesday.
Oh.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's a fun, fun names. You already said how you got Interzone. Nice. Well, with that, would you guys like to play your first song?
Yeah, this is a song. It's called Slow Song, and it's also co-written by my best friend, Sari Yabushala, so I wanted to give him a quick shout out. All right, ready?
You want me to start off?
Yes.
Very nice. Very nice. One down.
A few more to go. Yeah.
So is this your first time on the radio?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. We had one kind of accidental live show not long ago. It was Justin's birthday, mm-hmm. and we just had all the gear, so we were like, let's do it. So we played in front of a few of our friends, and that was fun. But yeah, we've just been practicing a lot. But yeah, it's our first live radio show.
Nice. And you guys have a couple of gigs coming up, right?
Yeah, so April 18th, we're playing at The Jungle with a few other bands. We're playing with Late Night Idol Drive, Sixes and Sevens. And we're also playing with our good buddies Forest Floor Band. They're awesome. They're all awesome. We're playing Porch Fest on May 9th. We're going to play from 12 to 2.
Is that the Somerville Porch Fest?
Yes, Somerville Porch Fest.
Which is truly the Porch Fest.
That's the Porch Fest. It's the only one I've ever heard of.
House.
Oh, yeah, and we're actually playing at Matt's house.
Nice.
And then we're going to throw a little after party after and do another set, so hopefully there will be a lot of energy there. Mm-hmm. That will be really fun.
Yeah, I think it'll be good.
And then we're also playing The Jungle again May 23rd with Couch Boy and Space Shot, and they're pretty dope. So, yeah, it should be fun. And I might throw a house party, so let me know if you guys want to come.
Nice. I'm assuming that you're not going to just dox yourself and say where your house is, but if people did want to find out about addresses and any of that, where should they find you on social media?
Follow us on Instagram at innerzone.bandma. And that's it. We have Instagram. We don't have TikTok or Twitter or anything.
You can also find a map of all the bands, I think, on Somerville's like city website.
Yeah,
if you look up like Somerville Porch Fest, it'll be the first thing that comes up.
Yeah, and we're at the beginning of the route, so you'll definitely find
North us. North Street, West Somerville.
Yeah.
So we'll be there.
You know, there was something about your vocals in that last song that did you ever listen to Keen?
No, I haven't actually.
There's something in there that reminded me of them.
Really?
Awesome. It's sort of that like late aughts, early 2010s sort of sound.
I like that.
Yeah, sort of alternative, sort of rock, and
yeah. I'll say my biggest vocal inspiration is definitely Julian Casablancas, and I feel like if you listen to our recordings, you can kind of tell, but Keen, I like that. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. They're a good one. I would highly recommend them.
Sweet.
Yes. So when you guys aren't working on music, what do you like to do for fun?
I don't know. I like to, I'm really into snowboarding and stuff. I got into surfing. I'm from North Carolina originally, and when I came up here, I got really into surfing because I was like, you know, I'm 30 minutes from the ocean. How can I not?
Yeah, right.
I feel like that honestly like inspired me to, as silly as that sounds, play a lot of music because I kind of like the whole culture vibe behind
surfing. Yeah, definitely.
I
mean, a lot of our songs are very. I wasn't a very good surfer growing up. I would go to the beach. I skateboarded a lot though, and I would say a lot of the influences are based around like what I listen to, skateboarding and like going to the beach and stuff. And I would say the biggest influence though is my parents, because they always like showed me new wave music. Like I was listening to the Smiths before, like, you know, I don't know, before I knew anyone else even listened to them. Yeah. So like that was always cool. But outside of music. Music's really just it now, man. But you know, I'm an athlete. I played football, so I'm planning on coaching a football team like in the next, you know, year or so. So that'd be pretty cool. But yeah, that's what I like to do.
Cool.
Yeah.
And yeah, what else did you like to listen to growing up?
Oh, I would say our biggest influence for me, definitely the Strokes, the Cure, the Smiths, 100%. New Order is probably my favorite. Joy Division, because the name Innerzone, you know, it's taken from there. But you know, also like newer band, like Interpol. I liked Waves a lot growing up. I just like everyone. Elvis Costello, 100% my biggest inspiration on stage. That's who I want to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like mine was probably. I think I told you this already, but when I watched Drake and Josh for the first time,
it was Drake.
I saw Drake holding a guitar. I was like, dude, I gotta get one of those. That was probably when I was like 6 or 7. So
nice. Awesome. As long as your answer is not like, oh yeah, I started playing, you know, music to pick up chicks.
No.
Yeah.
Every once in a while it's like there's a guitarist and I'm like, oh, I don't
that's
why'd I learn guitar? Yeah. No, yeah.
I was
yeah.
making the music to scare the chicks.
That's what we're looking for, yeah. Well, with that, would you like to play another song?
Yeah, let's get it. Let's do Come Around.
Yeah,
that's right. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's a new one we've been doing.
I dig it. Very cool.
Sweet.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. What else is on the question list? Where do you like to do most of your writing?
In my car.
Yeah?
A lot of my writing... What are you saying?
I said, do you really?
Yeah, I mean, I used to just, like, sit down with a guitar and just try to, like, write. But a lot of the times I'll come up with, like, a melody in my head, and I'll have to go rush to the guitar to make it, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I kind of just like to make the instrumentals from scratch, just because, like, I don't know, it's like Chris, like, over here, kid on the camera, he makes beats on his computer, and he makes really good beats on his computer, actually. And I kind of, like, was around a lot of people who would do that, so I kind of started making my own beats just kind of in my own, like, indie rock way, not in, like, a boom-bap, like, rap type of way. So I would make those beats, and then I kind of go in my car, listen to it maybe 100 times, and try to, like, hum a melody in my head. And then, yeah, I let the words flow. Like, you get into a flow state, and it just comes out, you know? If you have something to say, say it.
Well said.
Yeah.
Sock shoe or sock shoe shoe?
I'm sock shoe shoe. Sock shoe is
low key. I be doing the sock shoe. Sock
you
shoe.
That makes sense. That makes sense. I don't know why.
It depends on the day. If I'm like in a really big rush and I'm like, or like if I didn't fold my laundry from the night last night and I'm like, oh, I just gotta dig in there and like grab some socks and they're like already apart, then like. You know what I mean? I guess it depends on what I find first.
But if I have one whole shoe and sock on and my other foot is bare, I feel off balance.
Yeah, no,
I feel
weird. I can't do that. It's definitely a weird day if I do that, but I would be lying if I said I never did it.
Yeah. I guess I would be lying too if I said I never did it.
I think the best reason to do sock shoe is if you're at like a beach or a lake.
Mm.
Okay. Or like somewhere where it's wet. That's it. Otherwise, I don't know.
I can get behind that.
Yeah. I should have said that.
So, oh yeah, only when I don't want to step in a or I want to step in a puddle. Yeah, with my shoe.
Or like to get the sand out, you know, you got to make sure that each individual foot like doesn't have sand in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Would you rather always have a soundtrack following you or have everything you say be auto-tuned?
Always have a soundtrack follow me. I mean, I feel like I kind of do. Like, I don't know. I spend a lot of time in Boston. My girlfriend lives in the North End. Shout out Abby. But, and like the North End in itself is like a movie. So like, I feel like I'd rather have a soundtrack to my life than everything I say being auto-tuned would be kind of sick though.
Yeah, pretty sick. I feel like when I'm listening to music, when I'm out doing stuff, I like to pretend that it is the soundtrack.
Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
Doing. So I would argue probably the soundtrack is probably the way to go. Because it's already kind of like that. I guess just other people would hear it and be like, oh, wow, he listens to really good music.
Everything. Well, as long as you get to pick your soundtrack.
Yeah.
Oh.
100%.
Yeah, that's true. That would be a bummer if it was like...
You know what? I don't know, actually. I don't know what I was going to say. But if I didn't even get to pick the songs, I feel like it would still capture the essence of what I'm doing. So
the mood. Like,
yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hopefully the DJ is doing a good job. Yeah. One can always hope. If you could take one element from a totally different genre and work it into your music, what would you want to grab?
I would say kind of like the melodic flow of rap music. Into my lyricism. I mean, like, take early Arctic Monkeys, for example. They're basically rapping. Like, he's doing quick, melodic, like, lyrics just over those fast-paced, like, downstrums. Like, I think, the melodic flow of rap, I would definitely take that.
Yeah. You know who else does that? Is, that band we've been listening to, Telescreens.
Oh, yeah. They do that.
Oh, and they just do it so good.
Shout out Telescreens. They're sick.
It's just so, it's like heavy, I wouldn't say like heavy punk, but it's like heavy rock, but melodic too. I feel like that's really hard.
It's like
do.
A heavier indie.
Yeah.
Is what
that's
I'm,
a good way to do it.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a good way to do it.
But yeah.
Rap. I don't know what other, I don't.
And I mean reggae. I mean, but like a lot of like, but like a lot of like rock is taken from reggae, like The Clash,
that's
like
true.
And stuff like that, like ska. So the Specials.
Actually, ska came first.
Did it?
It did.
Yeah,
the more you know.
Yeah. In fact, there are some very early takes of some Bob Marley and the Wailers tracks where they are playing ska.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I gotta tap into that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very, very like demo type stuff.
Sweet.
But
I don't know what kind of genre I would want to. I guess maybe just because I grew up listening to punk and stuff, like more punk, but we're already kind of halfway there.
Yeah, we're kind
of
sometimes
with some of our songs, so. I would say I'm pretty happy with everything that we've kind of incorporated into what we play. And
yes, definitely. I mean, we've thrown some classical in there. I mean, we have some strings in some of our songs, some of the recordings, but yeah.
We're making, what's that song that we're working on right now that Aiden made? It's like...
There's a lot of math rock. There's a lot of Midwest emo, like, incorporated. And we're more of, like, you know, like, alternative punk, but he's kind of brought a little Midwest emo, like, twang into it.
That's
and
sick.
It's actually, like... It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
It's super sick.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm excited to hear it. We'll have to check it out at the Jungle on the 18th.
Yes.
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 That song will be played.
That song will
sure.
be played, yeah.
Excellent. Well, what song do you have next for us tonight?
All right. We're going to do a Strokes cover called Hard to Explain. Thank you.
crash before the fall. Try to take control. I don't see it that way. I don't see it that way. We shared some ideas. We're all obsessed with fame. Says blue. The same. Oh, I don't see it that way. I don't see it that way. Raised in Carolina, I'm not like that. Places us to you, right? It's true.
1, 2, 3, 5.
Up a little bit.
But it was whatever.
A few times.
If you hadn't mentioned it, I wouldn't have known.
Thank God.
The audience, on the other hand, I don't know. If you do want to chime in, we actually do have a DJ chat. You can go to wmfo.org/DJ-chat and you can chime in there. If you have anything that you want me to ask the band, that's where you should go. If you were a pigeon in Boston, where would you want to hang out?
The North End. Mm. I'd be a bougie pigeon.
North End. Or eating a bunch of good Italian food. Like, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Or where else? Yeah. What were you going to say?
I was going to say Boston Common, but I feel like that's just like the...
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I can get
it's not niche enough.
Yeah. Maybe like... honestly, Alston would be kind of sick.
Alston would be cool. Yeah, that would be awesome.
You're, like, right next to the city, but, like, you can kind of hang out on Charles.
Yeah, definitely. That'd be sweet. How about you?
Oh, that's a good question. It's a good question I say about my own question. Sorry. I feel like there's a good crowd of pigeons... Yeah, like down by the Esplanade.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. A little bit of greenery, still being a city pigeon. You can like hop over to Back Bay, get some trash. Yeah. Did you guys see the video of the pigeon riding the T?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it literally gets on and off.
No, it is so well behaved.
Did you guys see the guy riding a blue bike on the Charles like a few months ago?
Oh, when it was like frozen?
Yeah.
That's
Yeah.
Crazy. I saw that like on the Hudson River in New York, or the East River. Yeah. But I did not see it on the Charles.
Someone told me.
I'm sure that someone did it here too.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
I don't think I would do that.
No.
No matter how much of a rush I'm in. I could see being a pigeon on the Esplanade. It's kind of like coastal living as a pigeon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right. It's like good real estate.
Yeah, good real estate.
As in the pigeon world, you know what I mean?
Also, I feel like if you're a pigeon, you got to be where there are good winds.
Mm-hmm.
Because you want to save energy.
Mm-hmm.
So you could just catch a breeze.
Yeah, or catch a ride on even like the sails.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe I'd live in the aquarium.
They do have a lot of, yeah.
Yeah.
The aquarium is cool, dude. I went there like last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally worth it. It was so sick. They have a shark in the big tank. Sick. I'm really big into sharks. Sharks are really cool.
Nice. What's your favorite shark?
That's a good one. I do like whale sharks just because all they do is chill and kind of just float around. Like, they're pretty peaceful. Tiger sharks, though, just because of, like, the pattern on them are so cool. You know?
Solid. Solid.
Thank you, yeah. Matt.
Yes.
Let's go sharks. If you could blow up in a different country... Yeah, if you could blow up, what country would you want to just like randomly have a hit single in?
I don't want to say England.
Australia.
100%. Australia, 100%.
I'm like such a huge fan of the chats,
I can get behind
dude.
That. Australia is doing numbers with music right now.
Yeah.
Dude, Australia would be such a fun place to... I mean, I've never been there, so I don't really know what the music scene actually is like in person, but from... You know, the music that's been coming out of there and kind of what I've been hearing lately, like, it just looks like so much fun. And
yeah, definitely Australia.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, Australia. That's that's what I would choose to.
I really want to know who, like, which American artists are people in Australia listening to most? Like, I figure Claro's got to be up there.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Especially, I mean, like, yeah.
That's so crazy because we were talking about...
Oh, yeah, we were just talking about Claro. She grew up, like, the town next to mine, which is kind of funny.
Shout out local music.
She grew up in Chris's town, actually. But Claro, yeah, they definitely bump a lot of Claro out there. I'm trying to think of who's psychedelic right now in the U.S.
Levitation Room.
Oh, I love Levitation. Porn Don't even get me started on Levitation Room.
Psychedelic porn crumpets.
Like, yeah. They're Australian.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
My favorite band out of Australia right now is, like, have you heard of the Lazy Eyes?
Yes.
They're
amazing.
Yeah. They're incredible.
Really?
Yeah, I love them.
I'll have to give them a listen. Yeah.
I actually, I've interviewed Levitation Room in this very room.
Are you serious?
No way. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
In this chair?
Maybe not that chair.
I was just kidding.
But
probably that chair.
Wow.
What was that?
Oh, sorry. Are they from the Boston area?
No, they're from California.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, nice. But they were playing a show at the Rockwell right down the road and had a really great local band. I think it was their first or second show. I'm blanking on. I played them earlier. I'm going to check my playlist. Little Miss Echo.
Oh, okay.
Opened for them.
Sweet.
And then, yeah, afterwards I was like, hey, there's no one at the radio station right now. Do you want to come and hang out? They're like, sure.
That's crazy. They're the real deal. They're
very cool.
That's super sick.
Yeah. So much good Australian music. It's crazy. Yeah,
so much good.
Yeah. What would you like to play next?
Party Girl.
I was just about to
Let's
say
get it. Right. Ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. Mm-hmm. beach rock tune.
Yeah. What made you write that song?
I wanted to make a song that people could jump up and down to, because I was making a very saddish, not sad songs, but like very like melodic slow songs. And you know, I needed one to get the people going, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I love Waves, I love Surf Curse, stuff like that. So I kind of wanted something along those lines.
I like how bluntly you put that. What made you write that song? I should ask that question just like that. What were you thinking?
What was I thinking?
Again, like, I'm a newer guy here, so Cade wrote all the songs that are originals for us. So it's just kind of cool to hear, like, what his stories are behind
the thought process.
Yeah, like what was your story for Slow Song?
I wanted to make a song that sounded like the Red Pairs. I don't know if you know the Red Pairs. They're awesome. You know, I'm seeing them. What am I seeing them? April 14th at Brighton Music Hall. They're super sick. Yeah, I don't know. And then I gave the instrumental. Me and my friend were kind of just messing around. And he's like, dude, let me write like words for this song. And I was like, okay. So we both came up with parts of the song. And then at band practice one day, I was like, hey, Matt, do this. Like, and then, yeah, then we all just pieced it together and started doing it.
Yeah. Right on. And what was the other one? Come Around.
Oh, yeah. Come Around, we made last week.
Nice.
And I was just kind of recording and messing around with, like, a delay pedal. And I did, and it sounded cool and it resonated. And I kind of wanted to make a song that sounded like The Cure a little bit. And, yeah, I don't know. It just, that one flowed together pretty well. And Matt learned it really quickly, and Justin, the drummer, learned it quickly, and Aiden wrote a sweet bass line over it. So, I don't know. We pieced that one quickly together.
I think that's my favorite.
Yeah.
Out of all of them,
yeah,
for sure.
Same.
Yeah.
Moving fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love it. Love it. Now that it's finally getting warmer again, I find this time of year I start craving fruit. Do you guys have any favorite fruit?
Mango.
I don't know. Probably.
Actually, I don't know. Strawberries are up there for sure.
I feel like I just start craving smoothies in general. You know what I'm saying?
You got to go to Shaw's. You got to go in the frozen section.
Okay.
There's frozen mango. I don't know the brand, but there's a purple bag.
Okay.
And I eat the whole bag.
It's
like Shaw's. Candy.
Is it Shaw's brand?
No, but I just remember I would get it at Shaw's. But right now, mangoes. Mm. I rock with mangoes.
Yeah. What about you?
My favorite fruit, I think my favorite, like, normal fruit would be blueberries.
I can't. I like blueberries.
Yeah.
Blueberries
are good. But then my favorite, like out there reach fruit is it's called a feijoa, and I had a bunch of them when I was in New Zealand.
Okay.
And they are really good, and you cannot get them here.
Okay. How long were you in New Zealand for?
I was there for 6 or 7 months. I studied abroad there.
Whoa.
Oh, sweet. That's
yeah.
Awesome.
That's sick.
Yeah.
How'd you like it?
I loved it. It's a gorgeous country. My computer laptop background is
New Zealand.
Yeah,
oh, dude.
That's,
and it's
so
just like
cool.
Magical.
Oh,
yes.
Man.
Yeah,
I wanna go there.
Really nice people, great food. Everything was super super fresh, and they say that it's really expensive, but Boston's also really expensive, and it really
say.
Like I was able to get expensive. Cheaper food there. So
yeah, go get an $8 coffee down the street in Boston.
Yeah. Yeah,
Chris, what's your favorite fruit?
Oranges?
I can get behind that. That's a good
Can't
one.
Go wrong with an orange.
Can't go wrong with an orange.
Yeah.
Did you go to Clementine, bro?
I could dabble with Clementines.
What do you think about those, like, sumo oranges?
I was just going to say, my mom keeps raving about these sumo oranges. She's probably listening right now. Hi, Mom. But, yeah, I heard those are good. So
are they just really big oranges?
Yeah, they're huge. They're like, wrinkly.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I've heard. Is this like the new like Dubai chocolate?
I've been around a few years.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll find you a picture.
Maybe
they're pretty crazy. They're like those ones.
Yeah.
Oh, I have seen those.
Yeah.
My mom, anytime someone comes over, she's like, you have to try these. Oh, have you had a sumo orange? Like, you have to try it.
Dude, next time I see your mom, I'll be like, have you heard of these Adusumu oranges? They're so good.
I also want to give a quick shout out to my mom and dad's band, Blue 88. They're going to be dropping a project soon, so you guys should definitely tune in. It'll be awesome.
Tune in. You should email me your music when it comes out.
Oh, definitely.
You can send it to max@wmfo.org.
Awesome. Sounds like
because I was the first Max that asked for that email address. we had a whole bunch of things in the chat. Oh, wow. This man on acoustic sounds so cute. I'm going Castle Island for sure. Tell Kate it's Walter, please.
Shout out. I love Walter. Walter's one of my best friends. Shout out, Walter.
Walter also said, shout out Bosch Pints.
Oh, yeah. That's our, so we rate the local Guinnesses, like Guinness pours in Boston, and it's our little account. So, yeah, shout out Bosch Pints.
Nice.
Yeah. Some good pints around the area if you want to find some.
Someone also said, they rock. Singer's awesome. W Shark Knowledge. we got a Mix Ox on Point. That might be a typo, maybe. Kate, it's Walt. Please, this is important. Frozen Mango. That was our thing.
Yeah, that was our thing.
Someone said 6'7".
Oh.
Nice. Sumo oranges are gas. Me and Cade used to steal sumos together.
I don't know who's lying, but
that was Walt.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm afraid. And someone else responded and said sumo oranges are gas.
They are.
And shout out mom.
Shout out mom.
Dude, Kate.
Solid. Now we're all caught up.
One a handsome singer and I was gonna make them one and two, but I just put them all in one.
Thanks, man.
So whoever's in the chat, it's true. It's very true.
Thanks, guys.
Would you guys like to play another song?
Yeah.
Excellent.
You wanna do Forever?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we made this like 2 days ago, so bear with us. All right, ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, if you hadn't said that you worked on that 2 days ago, I wouldn't have known.
I did miss Sounds a few pretty notes good. Again, but oh, I dude, do appreciate I mean, that. Yeah. Thank you.
We also got a couple more comments that came in. Walt said, Cade, if you don't shout me out, I'm going to dox your address.
Well, I've shouted him out like 3 times, so start ignoring like, the Walter
okay,
messages.
Yeah, yeah.
Walter's gone too much.
Yeah. All right. And then we did get one more. We got, I'm guessing that M. Rutkowski might be another.
That's my dad, yeah.
Said, tell Cade, remember the Beatles as an influence.
The Beatles are probably the biggest influence. Cool. You can't forget the Beatles.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. And someone else said, oh, yeah, that's the one.
That is. I think I said Come Around is my favorite song. That might be.
Yeah.
Dude, once we get.
We're working on it. We're working on it.
Once we get, the drum and bass line going.
Yeah, we haven't had we haven't had the band play it because I haven't seen them in a few days. But only Matt and I have done that song. We actually learned it yesterday.
Yeah.
Or tried to learn it yesterday.
All right, so for anyone who might have tuned in the middle, who are you guys? Where can they find you on social media, and what gigs do you have coming up?
We are InnerZone. We are from the greater Boston area, and on Instagram, follow us at innerzone.ma. I said innerzoneband.ma earlier. That was a mistake. It's innerzone.ma. We're playing at the Jungle April 18th, Porch Fest, Somerville, The Porch Fest.
Yes,
on Porch May 9th, Fest. We're playing at Matt's house. Not to dox your address, but and then we're playing May 23rd at the Jungle as well. And, you know, we might throw some shows. We might have a show at a winery, Running Brook Winery in Dartmouth, Massachusetts. Shout out Running Brook. It's Justin's. It's where Justin works. Place is awesome. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I also forgot to mention we're thinking of coming up with different band names.
Yeah, we have been thinking about it. Those are in the works. But, yeah, so stay tuned if we change our name in the next few months.
Yeah, if you have any cool ones, suggest them.
Yeah, if anyone in the audience has any suggestions, shoot them right ahead.
Yeah, drop them right in that chat. Do you have any working ideas that you want to – if you don't want to air them, that's okay, too.
Yeah, we can air them out.
Sure.
I was thinking of the name Ejector Seat. I think that could be a cool name. I don't know how I thought about that. That's kind of the only one I've really had.
I think it'd be really cool.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I don't know. Aiden had a few. Our bass player has a funny list of potential band names, and they're pretty funny. Yeah. So next time if we come back, it'll definitely like shoot those down
grass
for you.
Jeans.
Yeah, grass stained jeans.
Someone recommended the band.
The band?
I think it's been done.
I think they're playing tonight.
The band.
And also got a hi from Leo and Nelly.
Oh, shout out Leo and Nelly. They're the best. I think Nelly ran a radio station at Smith College.
Oh,
I'm not too familiar,
nice.
But similar vibes, similar music. They're the best, though. I love them, too. Shout out Leo and Nelly.
We love the college radio network.
Definitely.
Yes.
So cool. Such a cool vibe, too.
Oh, yeah. And we also got a comment saying that they like InterZone.
I like you.
It is a cool name.
Oh, the band name?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I get a lot of mixed reviews. Like, people are either like, that's such a cool name, or like, sounds like a video game. Like, you know what I mean? But like, at the end of the day, it's like...
But I don't know anyone else who has... Like, it's not like a... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
I mean, I don't know. It's listen to the music. Don't listen to the name of the band.
So
you know what
true.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
it's not like you guys named yourselves like Rubber Soul.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Like when you said InterZone, my first thought wasn't Joy Division.
Yeah, okay, good. I like that. It is a pretty like low key Joy Division song.
Yeah.
Also, so an InterZone is a concept of like two time periods meshing together.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I like 2000s rock, I like 60s rock, I like 70s rock, 80s, 90s. So I thought it was nice to kind of like clash all of my interests into one InterZone. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yep, there you go.
Yeah,
and it's got a cool story, man. I don't know if we can let that go.
Yeah, there's a lot behind that.
Yeah. It makes sense, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think it works. We also got a couple more. Leo and, well, Nelly, I guess, said that, yes, it was W-O-Z-Q, so shout out W-O-Z-Q. They said that you sound great. Someone recommended Trick Candles.
I kind of like that.
That's kind of cool.
I'll put that in my notes app.
I feel like that's someone I know who said that.
And your dad said, shout out Sandy's birthday.
Oh, yeah. It's my dog's birthday today.
But, how did I not? Yeah.
Also, I had one other band idea, Ordinary People.
Oh, that's
cool. I thought that was cool. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Cool. It's
That was one of the albums that I played. That's the new album by Spirit Ghost.
Oh, really?
Came out on Friday.
Oh, sweet.
Sorry.
Yeah,
and then another album that came out like a week ago called Regular Songs was also
cool. Yeah, that could be cool.
Ordinary People, cool. Regular Songs. Yeah.
If it wasn't already a TV show, Regular Show.
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
Regular Band.
The Regular Band.
The Regular Band.
On Wednesday.
Yeah, and we had a bunch of, I think someone else wished your dog a happy birthday.
Thank you.
Megan, Abby, and Abby say good job.
Oh, that's my girlfriend and her roommate. Shout out them. I love them. Yeah. They're the best.
And someone also said shout out all the April Fools.
Yo, I forgot it's April Fools Day.
Dude, I didn't get got today.
You didn't get got today?
Oh, yeah, I got got.
I got a few times.
any good ones?
Someone sent me his guitar just shattered on the ground. It was AI, though. And I was like, oh, my God, dude. He's like, April Fool's. I was like, oh, good one. And then a lot of people thought us playing on the radio today was an April Fool's joke.
Yeah, sorry I didn't announce it sooner.
Yeah, actually, I did, yeah.
They were like, are you kidding? Are you actually playing on the radio? I was like, yeah, we're actually playing on the radio. Tune in.
Yeah.
I saw one which was... shout out Greenway Records in New York City. They're a record label. They've done some great vinyl releases. That's cool. How I know them. And their post was like, we're going digital. No more vinyl. The future's digital. These are our last releases. And I was like, what? And then I was like, wait, no.
No.
It's my fault for scrolling today of all days. Yeah.
Cut that out.
Yeah. But it's like, oh, geez, got me. Did you guys see the Kit Kat thing?
No.
Kit Kat posted that they lost like 15 tons of Kit Kats, like a shipment disappeared.
Oh, I did see that, yeah. Actually. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
awesome. Yeah. No, I did not see that.
They stole 15
I think, I'm trying to think of one of my favorite, I think Surfhurst like did an April Fool's joke like a couple years ago.
Oh, so many bands were doing it, like... we're breaking up. We're canceling the tour. We're canceling the album. A good band. I think they're from New York. I could be completely wrong. Yeah. They're called Chudson.
Oh yeah.
They posted like tours off, blah blah blah, and all this stuff. And I was like, oh damn, dude. Like, I wonder what happened. But obviously, April Fool's joke.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Brutal.
Brutal.
Oh yeah, my friend's band that just broke up a couple weeks ago posted, we're back.
Oh, that's like, even worse.
Yeah.
That's way worse.
That's actually hilarious.
It's just cruel.
That's a good one.
Well, we've got a few more minutes. Do you guys have another song you want to play?
We could do Mel With You, or we could do On the Get Back.
I was thinking that too. I have an original. I don't know. There's no lead to it, but
we were doing it yesterday a little bit. I'll play along. Yeah,
all right.
I'll play
along. Don't shred too hard.
Yeah, right. I have a thing where I play too much, so I have to...
It gets a little busy.
I get a little excited, so I have to calm down.
What's this one called? This is called The Kitchen Light.
I'm going for like a clean sound.
I can't say your name. It tastes so good, but it's not the same. And we're older than we wish to be. And I see you inside of me. So take my soul wherever you go. Don't leave now. Can't pay that toll. We sat under the kitchen light. We talk about our dreams and we fight. And I think you're the same as me.
A little something, I guess.
We tried.
That one's on me, Coach. That one's
We've never tried to play that before, so.
I think it worked.
Yeah, it worked.
Yeah. And we do need to read a PSA.
Oh, yeah.
You got one?
Yes. Yes. Can I do it?
Absolutely. That's a good one.
This one? Okay. Looking for some sweet, great tasting.
Oh, stuff. Why don't you grab your mic?
Oh, and, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, absolutely. This is so cool. Looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh, so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients, but no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. Public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio.
Beautifully done.
You have a nice voice for reading. You know who has the best voice for reading? Our bass player, Aiden.
I can see
he
that.
Actually could be a narrator.
I can see that for sure.
Well, next time we'll have to get him to do at least one PSA.
Oh, maybe two.
Maybe. One more time, why don't you tell us where people can find you and what your gigs are?
Alrighty, we're InnerZone. You can find us on Instagram, innerzone.ma. We're playing The Jungle the 18th. We're playing Porch Fest Somerville May 9th. And we are also playing The Jungle May 27th. Or 23rd? 23rd. May 23rd.
Memorial Day.
And
yeah.
then we could be opening for a band from Michigan, Chapter 4. They're going on tour, but we're still trying to figure that out. But that's a to-be-determined thing.
Yeah.
Solid. Cool. Well, just about brings us to the top of the hour. So thank you guys so much for coming in.
Oh, yeah. I had
it was
great
a
time.
Pleasure
yeah,
having
I
you.
I did, too. This was actually super fun. Yeah,
really awesome.
I was really nervous coming in.
I was a little bit, too.
No, it's pretty chill. It's pretty chill.
Yeah, it was super fun.
Sweet. Well, with that, thank you so much. And for anyone listening, stick around. I'll be here for another 3 hours. We've got another live guest coming up at 10:30. That is going to be Dead Weight. And it's going to be all local music straight through till midnight. So stick around. We'll be back in a few.